For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Eric Kreiner, Certified Enrollment Specialist with River Hills Community Health Center in Richland, to discuss the current round of healthcare enrollment. Well, it's not necessarily new anymore, but the healthcare law that we have here in the United States, the enrollment deadline was earlier this spring, but there's another round of enrollment.
Yes, that's correct, starting November 15th, and that will go until February 15th this year, so it's a bit of a shorter enrollment period.
What would you say is the difference between the last period of time where you could enroll and this upcoming one?
This one's going to be smoother. The application process is going to be shorter, easier for people. And I think there's just more general knowledge, and I'm available to help assist people at River Hills Clinic in Richland. And there's other places around. If you go on healthcare.gov and do find a local assister, they could help you as well if you put in your zip code. I help people through the whole process. I let them know how the process works. I help them through the application, and if they need any further assistance after that, I help them look at the health plan, see what might fit their health care needs the best.
Well, how time-consuming would you say this process is?
Generally, it takes about 30 minutes to complete the application. After that, you'll get your eligibility results to see what sort of tax credit you'll get, and that tax credit is generally applied to your monthly premium, so you would have to pay less. The government will pay the insurance company directly, so you'd have to pay less each month for your health insurance premium. And after the application process, then you go into selecting a health plan. And for some people, that can take a bit longer. They might want to take a few days to look over the different plans, just to think about what meets their needs the most.
You mentioned the tax credits. Do you have to meet certain income requirements to receive those?
Yes, you have to be under 400% of the federal poverty line, but that goes up to $90,000 and some dollars, I think, for a family of four could get a tax credit under those guidelines.
How substantial are these tax credits, or does that, again, depend on your income?
It depends on the income. The lower the income, the higher the tax credit will be.
And so the goal is to kind of make it less stressful for people who may not have health care now because they can't afford it?
Yes, definitely. They want to make it more affordable for those who do not have health care.
The name kind of teases that to a certain extent. Well, with the health care law being around for a while now, do people have more options when they go to the marketplace?
Yeah, health plans will change. So I would encourage people, if you already enrolled last year, to come back between November 15th and December 15th of this year to look at what plan you have and see if there's something that might be better for you.
Well, yeah, how difficult is that if you have an existing plan to get a new one?
That's a fairly simple process. You just have to go back in, update some basic information about your income, and then it'll show you what plans would be available to you.
That information, if someone's enrolling for the first time, what sort of information do they need?
If someone's enrolling for the first time, you'll need to have your Social Security numbers for everyone that you plan on enrolling in the plans and the household income.
If they were to meet with you or another person who can help out with this process, would that be all the information they need then?
Yes, that would be all the information they would need. I'm a certified application counselor, and I know there's other assisters in the area, but what we do is help people provide free, unbiased information.
Well, is that kind of a new position there at where you're at?
Yeah, that was created last year just to walk people through the process to make it easier.
How would they go about contacting you? You already mentioned that people can go to the website and type in their zip code, but how do they contact you?
You could reach me directly at 319-456-2045.
Anything that you'd like to add?
I think everybody needs to take a look this year, see what might be available, and see if there's going to be a nice fit for them.
Eric, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nathan.
That was my conversation with Eric Kreiner, Certified Enrollment Specialist with River Hills Community Health Center in Richland, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.